None but the hungry heart. 11:7. From tears to joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Psalm 126, verse 5. Our Father is never our debtor. Whatever price he asks of us, he will repay with infinite and eternal compound interest. There is a universal misapprehension that godliness means immunity from suffering. It is so often expected by believers that they will not go through suffering as other men. This is far from the truth. It is a part of the calling of saints to show men how to suffer, how, even in the midst of the hard and bitter experiences of life, the Lord Jesus is sufficient to give joy and comfort. There is no human being alive whose existence is not the outcome of vicarious agonies. The child inherits the boons of life, love, and light from the suffering of the mother. And in every direction this strange principle operates, for it may be doubted whether there be a possession that we have worth holding, material, political, or religious, which is not the result of the toil, tears, and blood of sages, prophets, and martyrs, most of whom have died in shame and apparent failure, bequeathing gifts in exchange for blows, and benedictions for imprecations. Our Father lets folk walk all over us until the grime of our carnality comes out. Our suffering is cruel. Our sensibilities are outraged. But this is just the beginning of that deep work of the cross, which is to deal with the carnality of our cherished affections, our spiritual comforts, our dearest friendships, our creeds, and our denominations, our devotion to which prevents the dying of the old man that makes impossible wholehearted devotion to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The uncrucified life has no reproductive power. Without association with the Lord Jesus in his death, the believer must abide barren, sterile, and unfruitful. Ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. John 16, verse 20.